Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
This is day 28 of In His Steps. Today's title is Faith-Led Worship. Ligon Duncan said, "If worship does not spring from gratitude for God's grace, if it is not the heartfelt response to who God is and what He has done, then it is hollow." Our text today is Matthew 15, verse 28. "Then Jesus answered her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you desire.' And her daughter was healed instantly." Faith and worship are inseparable. Faith is the inner belief and foundation, while worship is the external, active expression of that trust. Worship strengthens faith by centering on God's nature, and genuine, obedient worship cannot exist without faith in God's promises. This creates a perpetual cycle of devotion, service, and love. Worship is surrounded by faith. It requires faith in God to worship and praise God, and worship and praise can lead to greater faith. Warren Wiersbe describes how your growing faith in God is connected to your worship of God. When you consider all of the words used for worship in both the Old and New Testaments, and when you put meanings together, you find that worship involves both attitudes, awe, reverence, and respect, and actions, bowing, praising, and serving. It is both a subjective experience and an objective activity. Worship is not an unexpressed feeling, nor is it an empty formality. True worship is balanced and involves the mind, the emotions, and the will. It must be intelligent. It must reach deep within and be motivated by love. And it must lead to obedient actions that glorify God. We are not refugees who are looking for escape. Rather, we are wounded and weary soldiers who need rest and rehabilitation so we can go back into the battle. People who worship for escape do not know what true worship is, and they are wasting their time. True worship should lead to personal enrichment and enablement, the kind of spiritual strength that helps the believer carry the burdens and fight the battles of life. The Canaanite woman would not be deterred from her passionate quest to gain an audience with Jesus. She had the right attitude and actions. She was persistent and fell at Jesus' feet. When Jesus saw her faith, He healed her daughter instantly. The mother learned that faith and worship are prerequisites to meeting with Jesus. Her daughter finally learned what life was like free of demon oppression. Charles Swindoll observes, "She didn't need Jesus to follow her home or to give her some kind of sign that He had done it. She trusted Him at His word, believing not only that He was able to heal from such a distance by a mere exercise of His will, but He was also willing to do it. She trusted in His power and His character." Mark 7:30 adds this lovely touch, "And going back to her home, she found the child lying on the bed, the demon having left." Jesus was excited by the depth of her trust in Him, as shown by His reaction, "O woman, great is your faith." David Guzik notes, "Jesus never said this to another person. He complimented the great faith of the Roman centurion who asked Jesus to heal his servant in Matthew 8:10. But He said it to the crowd, not to the centurion directly. This Gentile woman heard it from Jesus directly. Significantly, the only two people to receive this compliment from Jesus were these Gentiles. This shows us that great faith may be found in unexpected places, not merely Gentiles, but a centurion and a woman. Great faith is sometimes measured from its disadvantages. Their faith was great because it did not have the advantage of being nourished by the institutions of Judaism. Faith is often greatest when it was expressed on behalf of someone else's need. Notice that Jesus said, "Let it be done for you as you desire." For when her passion was right and her faith was strong, Jesus granted her the desires of her heart. A suffering daughter would no longer be oppressed by a demon because of a loving mother who was full of faith. What would happen today if God answered whatever you desired by the level of your faith? First, are your desires right? Second, do you really believe that Jesus can do anything? Third, do you realize that your life or somebody else's could forever be changed by the transforming power of Jesus' response to great faith? Here are some questions to consider today. In what ways did the Canaanite woman exhibit faith-led worship? What is the interconnected relationship between your faith in God and your worship of God? What have you learned this week on seeking God's presence in worship? How will you apply what you have learned? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.